Yeah, I don't think there's much of a way visually that you can tell. You have to assay this stuff, and that's usually how you figure out what's going on. But a lot of those minerals run together. You can get gold in copper, and copper in gold, and there were old column passageways or channels in the rock where the magma would flow up and leave deposits, like magma steam and heat and all that stuff. So it's all beyond me. That my buddy in Colorado is pretty much a geologist and a miner. He's a mining engineer and a geologist for the most part, and he knows how all this stuff forms and remembers all the different names, and I just remember the slang terms, you know. I came down the hill with that chunk of stuff, and his dad said, "Oh, you found a piece of galena. It's mostly lead," he said. but that's kind of funny. But the things you learn. But I got to meet the rock shop owner's grandson and found out he goes out to Arizona and Colorado. So I gave him the address of the mine they used to work at, told him to go visit those folks. But what a young, respectable kid, and he's got a lot of knowledge about rocks. He gave me an education on copper.